vied for his father, who was handicapped and in a wheelchair. He was a close friend with his mother and father and his little brother, Christian. Jason was an expert swimmer and an avid scuba diver. In fact, he had over 100 dives to his credit already at his young age. Mr. Tusk said on the morning that Jason died that it started very happily. It was his mother's 42nd birthday, and they had planned a party later on in that afternoon. And Jason decided in the morning he was going to go diving in the Gulf of Mexico. But when those plans fell through, Jason decided to go swim at a creek that had some caverns there on Jenkins Creek. A friend had lost his diving knife, and Jason decided he would go help him try to find it. But he promised his father and his mother that he had returned by 2 to celebrate his mother's birthday. His father gave him permission, knowing that Jason had dived there, that same place, a few months earlier, and he was acquainted with that cave. Of his son, he said, "My son, he fears nothing. He died doing something he loved. When he looked at sinkholes and springs, it was another challenge, and he was willing to challenge the springs, and he was fearless. If I had known it was so dangerous, my son never would have been there." On that day, Jason was scuba diving through the caves off of a small stream. He realized that he was trapped in a narrow passageway, and so therefore he took off his air tank and took out his scuba knife. Using his tank as a tablet and his knife as a pen, he recorded a message to his mother and father because he knew he would not make it out alive. His words were simply, "I love you, Mom and Dad, and Christian." When his air ran out, he drowned. His father would later say it was a personal note. His last words that he carved underwater would be a part of the decor of our house. And to this day, that tank still sets as a memorial to Jason. A man's dying words. The last words spoken before life ebbs away. Words that demand us to listen. This evening, I'm going to challenge you to go on a time travel with me. Going back in time some 2,000 years ago to an outcrop of stones outside of the wall of Jerusalem, a place called Golgotha. And there we witness the crucifixion of a man from Nazareth. We stand on that rocky outcrop and our eyes are cast up towards him and we see the pain. We see him beaten and battered and bloody. And you hear him say his last word, "Tetelestai, it is finished." And he breathes his last. Yet it's not as if Jesus is saying, "I quit, I've had enough." As many would do when they stand in fear of the dark shroud of death that begins to enfold them. Just one word. Tetelestai. Despite his suffering, despite his weariness and anguish, it was a word of triumph. For Christ, it was finished. The work of redemption was done. Every sin paid for. Nothing remains to be done. Tetelestai. It is finished. Jesus Christ has taken the punishment that you and I rightfully deserve and heaved it upon his own flesh, and he dies in our place. Tetelestai. It is finished. Oh, and you and I can do no more. It is finished. Every bit of Jesus' virtue, every shred of purity, his very life is now stripped away. He doesn't slip away quietly into the night. For Jesus had come, he had seen, and he had conquered sin, death, and the devil forever. And finally, Jesus' arms and legs seem to go limp. The soldier approaches to verify his death. He takes his spear and shoves it through his ribs, up into his heart. And as it's removed, out flows blood and water to telestai, it is finished. Well, today, it's almost 2,000 years removed from the drama of Jesus' death. Today, people wear a cross as an ornament. Even a crucifix as just simply an ornament. And we forget the horrors of the cross of Calvary. The pain, the suffering, the sorrow, and the death. Some of the horrors that were piled upon Christ are mine. And others are yours. Our lives, our sins, Jesus Christ encounters and he pays for them all in full. Tetelestai, it is finished. Oh, the it refers to your salvation. Jesus has paid the price for your sin. Tetelestai, it is finished. There is nothing more that you can do. We cannot add to what Jesus has already finished. All of our good works, all of our good deeds amount to nothing before the cross because Christ says, Tetelestai, it is finished, it is sufficient. But the reality is the best person on earth isn't good enough to merit God's grace and favor. That's why Jesus died. And the worst sinner in the world, whose sin is so grievous and so evil, it's never too evil that Jesus Christ cannot carry that to the cross of Calvary. Our sins are forgiven. We don't have to carry them. Jesus took the weight of the cross to Calvary. And he declared, Tetelestai, it is finished. Words. Last words. In the fourth course of Chicken Soup for the Soul, an author by the name of Ted Kruger writes about the only memory that lingers. And he writes these words. I have many memories about my father growing up with him in our apartment next to an elevated train tracks. For 20 years, we listened to the roar of the train as it passed by our bedroom window. Late at night, he waited alone on the tracks for the train that took him to the job at a factory where he worked the midnight shift. On this particular night, I waited with him in the dark to say goodbye. His face was grim. His youngest son had been drafted. I would be sworn in at 6 in the next morning while my father stood at his paper cutting machine in the factory. My father had talked about his anger. He didn't want them to take his child, only 19 years old, who had never had a drink or smoked a cigarette, to fight a war in Europe. He placed his hands upon my slim shoulders. You be careful, son. And if you ever need anything, write me, and I'll see that you get it. Suddenly, he heard the roar of the approaching train. He held me tightly in his arms and he gently kissed me on my cheek. With tear-filled eyes, he murmured, I love you, my son. Then the train arrived, the door closed with him inside, and he disappeared into the night. 1 month later, at the age of 56, my father died. I am 76 as I sit and write this. And I once heard a New York reporter say that the memories are man's greatest inheritance, and I have to agree. I lived through 4 invasions in World War II. I've had a life full of all kinds of experiences, but the only memory that lingers is the night when my dad said, "I love you, my son." My dear friends in Christ, it's been 2,000 years since the cross stood on that outcropping of rock outside of the walls of Jerusalem. On the night when your heavenly Father said to you, "I love you, my child." In the book of Romans, it tells us that God demonstrated His love for us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know, my prayer above all things is that that memory of the cross continues to linger with you. But even more so, I pray each day that you receive the gifts that Jesus Christ died to give, knowing with all assurance that your sins are paid for in full, tetelestai, it is finished. And I pray that you know the freedom of a life of faith, trusting in the works of the man whose last words were, "Tetelestai, it is finished." Amen. We rise together.
Let my prayer rise before you as incense. And